For many convicted felons leaving Oklahoma prisons, repaying their debt to society means paying down a mountain of actual debt from court costs, fines, and fees. As Kate Carlton Greer reports in the final part of a collaboration between KGOU and Oklahoma Watch called Prisoners of Debt, keeping former inmates from reoffending and returning to prison often depends on help available when they're released.
Men and women clutch binders and sack lunches as they shuffle into a cafeteria and catch up before the day begins. They're all participants at TEAM, the Employment and Education Ministry in Oklahoma City. It's a nonviolent prisoner reentry program that helps offenders find jobs and get plugged back into society. Some are on probation, but many, like Brandon Randall, who was most recently convicted in 2012 for the unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, are still in halfway houses. Offenders in all stages of Oklahoma's criminal justice system struggle with debt.
As far as my court costs and fines, I think I'm at a total of probably about $14,000.
That tab has been building for years. Randall's been in and out of prison since he was 18. He's 36 now.
From the things I was doing in the past, as far as to make money, that situation wouldn't bother me. But now that I'm trying to do the right things and make the right steps for myself, it's kind of shaky. I'm nervous.
Despite Randall's history and his worry, he's lucky. He has a case manager at TEAM who helps with the paperwork that comes with reentering society, like getting a driver's license reinstated. Randall takes classes on writing resumes and practices for job interviews. Even so, TEAM case manager Nicole Lenore says it's the accumulation of these little things that make offenders like Randall return to crime.
Every obstacle that you can imagine, they have it times 10. Employment, housing, transportation, a lot of them have fines, they have to get driver's license back. It's just overwhelming.
Finding a job is one of the biggest challenges offenders face when they leave prison, says TEAM's director Chris Steele. That's why the organization trains offenders and helps them earn certifications like ServSafe, the food safety certificate required to work in a restaurant. Steele says the program helps employers who may be hesitant about hiring former prisoners.
When a person transitions back into society with this stigma and with this felony conviction, and again, we're talking about nonviolent offenders. We've made it so difficult that it's nearly impossible for that person to obtain gainful employment.
There are other groups that help offenders during the transition to freedom. Exodus House, for example, provides drug and alcohol counseling and very low rent to its participants. Oklahoma City case manager Robin Wirtz helped about 40 offenders last year. That's better than nothing, she says. But roughly 7,000 criminals are released from Oklahoma prisons each year, most of them without any help at all.
How many people are we missing? And why can't we be working on doing that? Why can't we do that? Because that's where the difference is. That's where we can help people.
Wirtz says the maze of debt and paperwork facing ex-prisoners is daunting. Offenders like Brandon Randall often owe money to multiple counties. That's why TEAM's Nicole Lenore says she does everything she can to simplify the process.
I know that the barriers of reentry are just insurmountable sometimes, well, all the time. And without this help, they won't have anything, and they'll be right back in jail.
She says the goal should be to create tax producers who don't reoffend. Both Exodus House and TEAM boast recidivism rates far below the state average of 22%, but it's not necessarily an easy road. Brandon Randall will be released from the halfway house at the end of this month, and he's surprisingly cautious about regaining freedom.
I'm anxious to get out, but at the same time, it's like, man, I got to have a plan together, you know? And that's one of the reasons why I'm glad that I'm here at TEAM. They're giving me a chance. To make a long story short, it's a backbone. They meet you halfway.
Randall's been in prison almost half his life. He's used to a routine and people telling him what to do. After past releases, he said he was on his own and ended up back in custody. Randall says this time is different because a structured program provides a much-needed stepping stone into life outside bars. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.
You can find the entire Prisoners of Debt series on our website at kgou.org. There you'll find details on how Oklahoma's crime-funded system has evolved over the years as lawmakers have reined in taxes.